The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
R5 on 551 now. Irish world champion boxer Kelly Harrington joins us on the line. How are you doing, Kelly?
How are you? How's it going, Ray? How are you?
Good to talk to you. Now, I spotted you there online over the weekend. You're auctioning off your 2015 National League belt and an Irish vest in order to raise funds for who?
It's for a local family from the neighbourhood. Their house went up on fire on the 14th of March and all they were left with was the clothes on their back, basically.
Right. Nobody was hurt?
Nobody was hurt, thank God.
Right. And the head of the household is Paula Johnson. She's on the other line there. How are you doing, Paula? Hello, Paula.
Hello.
How are you, Paula? How are you?
Hi. Hi. Hey, hello.
Sorry for your troubles. That's a terrible thing to happen. So the house is pretty badly damaged then?
It was basically gutted. Upstairs is gone and downstairs it's destroyed, water damage and smoke. So, basically gone.
And when will you be able to move back in, if ever?
They said about a year.
Okay. And you need money?
We were left with basically just the clothes on our back.
Right.
I've always walked, but I'm out of work now 5 weeks, so we just couldn't have come out of war's time.
Yeah.
It's not an easy time for the family. They've lost everything, photographs from years ago. And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's Kelly there, yes.
Can I just say thanks, Kelly? I haven't been out to even see anyone. Can I just say thanks so much? I mean, you worked so hard for that belt. I can't thank you enough for you, for it.
Come here, it's the least I can do. Like, we're a community and we all stand together through the good
that's
times and the bad times.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
So it's up there. People can bid on it. So you won this. This is something that's very close to your heart. Something you treasure, but you're willing to sell it on to raise funds for Paula and her family, which is amazing. What price have people put on it so far?
There's $3,500 on it now.
Right.
So hoping that someone will come in and up it.
Right. And how close is the house to your house, Kelly?
Just literally across the road.
Right. Yeah. I've spoken to you before and I know that you're very proud of your neighbourhood and it gives you strength and the people in the neighbourhood, in the community, give you strength to go on and win medals at world level. So it must feel good to be able to do something for one of your neighbours.
This is it, Ray. You see, like I said, we're all there through the good and the bad. And it's when things like this happen that we all really come together and pull together as a neighbourhood.
Mm. And somebody else has put up a GoFundMe page there as well, so people can go on. And so it's Johnson Coakley, is it, Paula? They'll find
that's it.
It, yeah. Johnson Coakley, yeah. How many of you live in the house?
There's 3 adults and 4 children.
Right. And you found alternative accommodation?
The council have put us up in an alternative house. But like that, the house is just a house. You have no beds, you have no to sit on, no clothes. And just, we're really just at the mercy of the community at the moment. So,
right.
Which I have to say, they're so good just rallying around the way they have.
Yeah.
But like you said, Paula, it's a house, it's not a home.
No, it's not. I never get back. Everyone keeps saying, oh, well, look, at least everyone got out alive. But your personal stuff would have passed away 4 years ago. The stuff belonged to her, the kids from the time they were born, the grandkids, like the stuff that is, it's irreplaceable. But at the moment, I just need to get the kids sorted, to get them to some normality where there's a place to sleep. We're on my daughters, and I have married daughters. One of them took us in, the 7 of us. So we're on her sofas at the moment.
Right.
It's just to get normality back for the family,
And how are you? How are you, Paula? Because fires are very traumatic things.
To be honest with you, I'm not really coping very well. I'm just trying to be strong for the kids. I don't want them to see me because they're trying their best, but I'm just devastated, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I feel lost. I feel helpless.
Well,
Paula is a great person. Paula would do this for anybody.
Yeah.
She'd take every stray dog and cat off the street if she could, you know.
And Paula, you know, and everybody said it to you, but you got out with your lives, and
yeah.
And I know everything isn't replaceable, but I'd imagine people have their phones, so you can get photographs printed up again and all that sort of thing. So it's and it's less than a week ago, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not even a week. It's only 4 days.
Yeah, so you'll come out the other side, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's good.
So, 3,500 so far, Kelly, for the belt and the vest.
Yeah.
Right, and you are a world champion, so I'd expect more for that. So.
Well, hopefully, anyways, this is a belt of hard work and dedication to get me world champion medal.
And where can people bid on it?
It's up on Twitter. And so send me a message and we'll go from there.
Okay. So Paula, mind yourself, and it's a tough time, but as I say, you still have each other.
That's it, we get through. Can I just say one more time, just thanks to Kelly and to the community, the north of the city. I can't thank you enough for either doing for me and my family.
Jesus, Paula, it's no problem at all.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Okay, Paula. Bye now. Mind yourself. Kelly.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
See you, Paula. Bye.
Yeah, we'll give it a mention later on in the show as well. Okay? Good talking
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, Ray.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Thanks very much. That's Kelly Harrington there. See you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.